Now, on Tuesday, we reported about a row over access to one of Ireland's most popular heritage sites, Castletown House in County Kildare. It came after the owners of private land on the estate withdrew permission for use of an access road and car park after negotiations broke down with the Office of Public Works. The main house is owned by the state, but much of the land surrounding it has recently been purchased by private developers after the state was out unsuccessful in its bid. As a result, the OPW had intended to reroute traffic through Selbridge to an older entrance and build a temporary car park close by. Angus Cox was at Castletown House for his earlier in the week reporting on the story. And you're here in studio, Angus, with a significant development. What has happened?
That's right, Mary. I was at the entrance to Castletown House in Selbridge on Tuesday morning with protesters who were opposed to these OPW plans to build a car park inside the old historic gates of the house. Their main concerns, it would mean making what they saw as an unacceptable change to the historic site, and that it would add a lot more traffic to an already very busy area. And on Tuesday's programme, we heard from one woman. She was sleeping in a tent outside the gates to prevent this from happening. So it was a very determined and organised protest.
And the power of protest, it seems there's been some success.
So it seems the OPW announced late last night that following engagement with locals, it will now not proceed with plans for a temporary car park at Castletown House. Instead, the OPW will operate what it says is vehicular access through the historic entrance to Castletown House at Selbridge Gate and facilitate visitor parking at the front of the house in the short term. So that's very much good news for locals. However, the OPW also advising visitors there will be reduced car parking facilities, but they will do their best to help people get to where they need to go. And from this Saturday, vehicle access will be via the Selbridge Gate and Lime Avenue. But importantly, anyone trying to access Castletown House from the Leakslip, Lucan and Maynooth directions, they will now have to go through this entrance, whereas before they could have used the main entrance near the M4 motorway. While pedestrians, they'll still be signposted now to an alternative route via the Liffey Walk.
Yeah, but it is still only a temporary solution.
Yes, we know there was an arrangement with the previous owners of the land whereby the OPW paid around €24,000 a year for access. Now the OPW says it's still working with the community to resolve these issues and get this access, and they're in contact with the private landowner on the possibility of a compulsory purchase order, a CPO. That's something many locals I spoke with on Tuesday would like to see happen with the land at issue, but both the OPW and Kildare County Council, they say they're seeking legal advice on this, but the OPW warning such a process extremely complex and can take a considerable amount of time.
Any local reaction?
Yeah, I was speaking a few minutes ago with Catherine Murphy, local Social Democrats TD. She was at that meeting last night. She says exploring the CPO option, it's a welcome step. It backs up what the OPW says about wanting to reunite the land with the house. On the temporary arrangement, she says it's welcome but not ideal, as the entrance still can't be accessed from the M4, and that's the ultimate objective.
All right, Angus, thank you very much. It's 7:30. News headlines from Brian Jennings.